Good morning. We continue with our study of the Chafetz Chaim. He's been involved in his introduction to the Sefer, and he's told us how Lashon Hara comes about, and he tells us how and why he wrote the book. And now, as a final side note, he turns to us in the introduction to the work, and he tells us, V'achalala korei hanayim. He says, I certainly make a prayer, I offer to my readership. Maybe there's going to be something in the Sefer that if you look at it, he says, it could look like a chumrah. Or maybe I'm extending my language, maybe I'm exaggerating, maybe it looks like a mistake. He says, that's why I included in the Sefer not only the main halacha section, but even the details in the section called Be'er Mayim Chaim. He says, even if it looks like the halacha is not correct, he says, I spent a lot of time going through the Sefer, and I discussed it with a lot of Gedolei Torah, and I looked for any indication in Shas to make sure that there was nothing that would, God forbid, seem to not fit with what I'm talking about. I chose to do my best within writing the Sefer to be as brief as possible. He says, sometimes I could have changed my language so that it should be a little bit easier to understand. He says, but I didn't want to change what the Rambam says, and I didn't want to change the poskim, and hopefully you'll forgive me for that practice. He says, and I put a very long introduction, which is what we're going to start studying tomorrow, and he says, there I'm going to include all the different mitzvos and averos that are involved with the Isser of Lashon Hara. Why? Because sometimes when you see how big the punishment is and how serious the issue is, he says, all of a sudden it's going to wake people up. And aside from all of that, I want to close out by mentioning that which is in the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Naso. He says, if you spend a lot of time on words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Yetzer Hara. And so I said, listen, maybe people get involved and they're going to look at my Sefer and they see all the different writings of the Rishonim. And they're going to think, wow, the Yetzer Hara is going to be so involved. And they're going to think about it. So at the times people are involved in thinking about Lashon Hara, lo yishlo kol kach hayetzer hara ba'avo nazeh, umameilik sheyimshach mitchilas atzmo me'avano hazeh b'miktzas b'hemshach hazman yimshach hasyado mimena legamrei. Sometimes, says the Chafetz Chaim, knowing is half the battle. When we get involved in a particular issue, we start thinking about it more. And so therefore, maybe that in of itself is a worthwhile endeavor for us. So yes, it's only 2 or 3 or 5 minutes a day that we're spending thinking about it. But when we make the study of the Shmiras HaLashon something fundamental in our lives, then we will hopefully at the beginning, although it may be a little bit difficult, he says, in the end of the day, it's going to be beneficial to us. So take a moment today. Take a moment every day. Just remember, we're learning Chafetz Chaim. And so when a particular issue and a particular opportunity comes around, maybe it should be on our minds. And so therefore, we won't treat everything as a chumrah. We'll just stop and say for a moment, well, wait a second, we'll consider it. We will tell much less Lashon Hara as a result. We'll hear much less Lashon Hara as a result. And our lives will be enriched in the process. Have a great, wonderful, terrific day.